This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Constitutional Council to meet today, first since formation of current government. Constitutional Amendment Task Force holds consultations with former Attorney General and legal experts. Cricket Association announces women's squad for Asian Games qualifiers and ACC Women's Premier Cup. And US and Iran signal possible progress toward a conflict-ending deal. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Constitutional Council has been called for today to advance the appointment process of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The meeting, scheduled for 5 p.m. at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar, was convened by the Constitutional Council Secretariat following the directive of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, who chairs the Council. Recommendation for the appointment of Chief Justice is expected to be the main agenda. Invitations have been sent to Speaker Dol Prasad Arial, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sovita Gautam, Opposition Leader in the House of Representatives Bhismaraj Angdembe and Deputy Speaker Ruby Kumari Thakur. This will be the first Constitutional Council meeting since the formation of the current government. It also comes after President Ramchandra Paudal issued an ordinance amending provisions related to the Constitutional Council. The government has cancelled the registration of 12 national-level trade unions representing civil servants and health workers. The Department of Labour and Occupational Safety and Health announced yesterday that 8 unions affiliated with the civil service sector and 4 linked to health service sector have been resolved. According to the department, the decision was taken following provisions introduced through an ordinance amending several Nepal acts which removed trade union-related provisions in the civil and health services. With the ordinance coming into effect after presidential promulgation, the concerned unions were rendered inactive. Department spokesperson Maninath Gop said all relevant stakeholders have been informed of the decision. A task force formed to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendment held consultations yesterday with former Attorney General and legal experts at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The task force, headed by Prime Minister's political adviser Asim Shah, discussed issues including the system of governance, electoral reforms, federal structure, judicial restructuring, constitutional bodies and inclusivity. Participants stressed the need to clearly define the objectives and necessity of amending the constitution and directly elected executive systems while also studying international practices and governance models. Task Force Coordinator Asim Shah said the recommendations will be considered while preparing the constitutional amendment discussion paper. The government has appointed senior physician and medical education expert Professor Dr. Jagadish Prasad Agrawal as health advisor to Prime Minister Balendra Shah. A cabinet meeting on Tuesday approved the appointment. Dr. Agrawal, a former dean of the Institute of Medicine under Tribhuvan University, will advise the Prime Minister on health policy, public health challenges and reforms in medical education. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the appointment is expected to provide technical expertise and policy guidance aimed at improving the country's healthcare system and services. Officials said that Dr. Agrawal will serve in the advisory role voluntarily without receiving remuneration from the state. Likewise, the government has initiated measures to curb the misuse of state facilities by former high-ranking officials. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed the Home Ministry to submit detailed records of vehicles being used by former dignitaries, including former presidents, vice presidents, prime ministers, chief justices, speakers of the House, and former National Assembly chairpersons. The move follows a study by the Prime Minister's office which found that some former officials were allegedly using facilities beyond limits prescribed by law or receiving benefits from multiple state bodies. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the initiative aims to prevent misuse of public funds, maintain transparency and strengthen good governance. Officials said the government is seeking to identify facilities being used beyond legal provisions and to systematize state benefits provided to former VIPs. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation has directed individuals, organizations and agencies using government land under usufruct arrangements to immediately vacate the land and any structures built on it if they fail to convert their holdings into lease agreements within the prescribed period. According to the ministry, parties holding usufruct rights had earlier been given 6 months to convert land into lease agreements under the government land registration use and lease policy. Public notices regarding the conversion process has also been issued in 2073 and 74 Vikram Samvat. The ministry stated that the usufruct rights of those who did not apply for conversion within the deadline have automatically expired under the law. It has also instructed concerned parties to deposit any remaining dues into the government treasury and immediately clear the land and structures occupied under the expired agreements. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has stressed the need for upcoming national climate change policy to serve as a practical roadmap for addressing climate-related challenges in the country. Speaking at a national workshop on the formulation of National Climate Change Policy 2083, Minister Geeta Chaudhary called for the policy to be scientific, inclusive, enforceable and result-oriented with active participation from all stakeholders. Representatives from government agencies and civil society working in the climate sector provided suggestions during the workshop. Ambassadors from Norway, China and United Kingdom held separate courtesy meetings with Nepali leaders and ministers yesterday, focusing on bilateral cooperation and development partnership. Norwegian Ambassador to Nepal Danny Mios met Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav at the Vice President's office in Lainsor. During the meeting, both sides discussed Nepal-Norway relations, cooperation in democracy, human rights and social justice, education and good governance, as well as collaboration on climate change and development issues. Meanwhile, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Maoming met Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Sita Badi. Discussions focused on promoting products made by Nepali women, establishing model senior citizens care centers, and improving support services for persons with disabilities. Similarly, British Ambassador Rob Fenn held talks with Minister for Health and Population and Water Supply Nisa Mehta. The meeting reviewed ongoing cooperation in Nepal's health sector, including support through international programs related to vaccination, infectious diseases, and antimicrobial resistance. The Cricket Association of Nepal has announced the National Women's Cricket Squad for the Asian Games qualifiers and the ACC Women's Premier Cup. A 14-member team has been selected, with Indu Barma appointed captain and Pooja Mahato named vice-captain. The Asian Games qualifiers are scheduled to be held in Malaysia from May 23rd to 31st, while the ACC Women's Premier Cup will take place from June 1st to 13th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran have indicated possible progress toward a deal aimed at ending months of conflict, although key differences remain unresolved. U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington had held very good talks with Iran over the past 24 hours and expressed optimism that an agreement could be reached. However, he also warned that the United States could resume military action if negotiations fail. Iran's foreign ministry said a U.S. proposal is still under review and that Tehran would communicate its response through Pakistani mediators after finalizing its position. The conflict has disrupted energy supplies and shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Reports of possible progress in negotiations led global oil prices to fall sharply. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely in the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain, snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces. Light rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the remaining Tarai regions today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of a westerly low-pressure system and local winds along with a low-pressure area in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 14 to 16 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Constitutional Council to meet today, first since formation of current government. Constitutional Amendment Task Force holds consultations with former Attorney General and legal experts. Cricket Association announces women's squad for Asian Games qualifiers and ACC Women's Premier Cup. And US and Iran signal possible progress toward a conflict-ending deal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.